With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Arkansas GOP Senator Tom Cotton speaking out on negotiations to reach a deal for changes to U.S. border policy. That's a Republican demand as a condition for passing a defense spending bill that includes aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
It is about securing our border if we're going to help Ukraine protect its own borders. That's what the negotiation is about. So I'm not going to support legislation that does not stop or at least substantially reduce the flow of illegal immigrants into this country that Joe Biden has unleashed.
State Department says about 300 U.S. citizens, green card holders, or close family members are trapped in Gaza. Relatives in the United States are pleading with the Biden administration to help them gain their freedom. Also at SRNnews.com, Germany's central bank says the country's economy is likely to shrink again slightly in the current fourth quarter.
Meanwhile, a survey showed business confidence in Europe's biggest economy retreating unexpectedly. Official figures show Germany's economy contracted by 0.1% in the third quarter after growing by the same amount in the previous three-month span. The International Monetary Fund says Germany is the only major economy expected to shrink this year.
That is correspondent Bob Agnew reporting. Also in Germany, police in Cologne say indications of a possible attack leading them to search the country's landmark cathedral with sniffer dogs. They had worshipers attending the Christmas Eve Mass Sunday night will undergo security screening before being allowed in. And in Vienna, Austria, police there also heightening security measures around churches and various Christmas markets. This is SRN News. Chick-fil-A under attack again.
The fast food chain is Christian-owned and has always been closed on Sundays to honor the Sabbath. But Democrats in the New York State Assembly are pushing a bill that would specifically require restaurants along the New York State Thruway to be open on Sundays. Chick-fil-A has been boycotted and is already opposed by liberal lawmakers and university officials across the country because its owner publicly stated his support for biblical marriage back in 2012. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Big defense bill. Congress this month is a defeat for efforts by Republicans to kill several progressive agenda items. Most notably, the legislation does not include language sought by House GOP's lawmakers to restrict same-sex changes for service members. It also fails to block the Pentagon's abortion travel policy. This is SRN News. Well, New York City's teachers union suing to stop Mayor Eric Adams' planned school budget cuts. Here's Ron DeRockster with more on that story.
The United Federation of Teachers accused Adams of violating a state law preventing the city from cutting school spending when revenues are stable. Adams has maintained the city's facing a $7 billion budget hole because of the rising cost of migrant care, but recent reporting has called that figure into question. Adams downplays the lawsuit, saying the union was just sticking up for its members. Ron DeRockster reporting.
In Colorado, wildlife officials releasing an additional 5 gray wolves in that state, bringing the total so far under a voter-approved reintroduction program to 10. Colorado Parks and Life says a team has completed now an agreement to capture 10 gray wolves in Oregon for release in Colorado. More details at SRNnews.com.